B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Are you kidding me? Oh, this is great. So last night, we're clinging for something, like anything, to make us smile, right? Anything that's going to get us any kind of hope. So we had a guy yesterday whose name was Hope, who called the show. And I was wondering, could that be a sign? Is it possible that that's a sign? Now, Hope kind of didn't have any, and he was kind of hopeless, but maybe he was a sign, because last night in Chicago, the Cowboys completely imploded again before your eyes. So they start the game out, and they go right down the field. Bing, 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 bing. Touchdown. And I'm going, ah, you know, this is over. What's that about? No hope. That's it. Then the Bears come back, right? And what happens? They're going in. And then the Cowboys get a turnover. And I'm going, oh, well, you know, forget about it. That's that. And after that moment, the Bears hold them. They go in and score. And then they completely dominate the football game. The Cowboys go away from Elliott. Like they usually do, because Jason Garrett is a complete idiot. And the Bears win, giving us life. Now, I grant you, the Eagles are the Eagles, right? You know, we know where they are, what they're about. However, unless the Redskins or the Giants come out of the crypt, which is not, isn't going to happen. They got it, their shot. It's open again. As they sit here, they got to just once more run the table. You got to beat Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Giants. I'm going to take the gift. Even though it smells, even though it's gross and slimy, I'm going to take the gift. And I'm going to sit and go, you know what? Put it all behind. Put Miami behind us. You know, I would still be grousing about Miami if the Cowboys would have won last night. I'd still be cursing the Eagles and cursing Doug if the Cowboys won last night. But they didn't. They lost. They imploded. They got all kinds of issues. Leatherface has no idea what to do. The coach is clueless. They are a mess. Now, I don't know who's a bigger mess, the Eagles or the Cowboys. And the whole thing is just filthy. However, they got a shot. So here it is. This is right. I come to you today, hat in hand, Eagles cap in hand. And I say to you, what do you think? Shall we just reset the whole thing? Our feelings. Shall we just come in, forget Miami, and let's go. You got four games to show us. You got four games right now to show us that you're worthy. Right? You got Monday night against the Giants. I don't want to hear about Eli and the weapons being back. That's a terrible line, a terrible defense. You got, once again, you got prayer. You got hope. You got life. So you win Monday night. You beat the Redskins. And then it comes down to Merry Christmas, Philadelphia, part six, I think, at this point. So are we on the same page? I come to you again. I'm asking you guys. I need to talk to all you guys today. I need you to go, all right, let's go. You're on the clock right now. We'll wipe away these horrific losses. We'll wipe away our angst, our aggravation, all of it. For the purposes of the playoff run. Here you go, Doug. Doug, if you're the man we think you are, you'll get it right and you'll rally to beat four teams with losing records. Not to mention you're a losing record, but that's all right. So are we on board to go, all right, let's go. This is it. Pat, I'm going to start with you. Do you got the gumption to not give up?
Oh, you can't give up.
But you can't give up.
With the teams that they're playing coming down the stretch, there's no reason to give up.
Well, but the point is you could be irascible. You could still be that. You know, like, listen, the first thing that comes to mind is they don't deserve it either. Neither of these two teams. All division is one big going to Baxter division.
Yeah, it's the NFC least. It's like nobody wants this thing.
Right, it's a pathetic division.
But you can't be negative with the teams that they're playing coming up. I mean, come on.
Well, right, and should you know again to me? Here you go, Doug. You got four games. Get it right, because this will tell us a lot about you know about 17 and all the talk about you know is he a really good coach or was he fortunate? Was it part just the stars aligning?
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out a lot about Doug Peterson, and there's no excuses at this point. There's no excuses to not win this division. You've been given a gift 2 weeks in a row by Dallas dropping winnable games. There's
right.
no reason that you should not come out.
Dallas lost
on top.
At home on Thanksgiving. Thank you, Sean McDermott. And then they lost to Mitch Trubisky last night. And it was all Mitch Trubisky last night. He was running the football. He amassed four touchdowns. All right, Mitch Trubisky, four touchdowns. So I don't want to hear anything out of them other than it's business. And I don't want to see over celebration on Monday night. You go and beat that team. You shut up, you go and beat Washington. You shut up, you go and beat the Cowboys, and you close with the Giants. And then we'll give you, you can take a bow. Fair?
Very fair.
In?
Oh, that's a different question. I do think they make the playoffs.
So you think they can do it?
Yeah, I do. I think eventually talent will win out. Although, I thought that going into Miami, and look what happened. But you hope that they kind of burn the tape and turn a new page, and that really is the wake-up call that we've kind of been waiting for the last 3 weeks. You know, Doug talks about those. Well, last week was a must win. This week's a must win. 2 weeks before was a must win. Okay, well, no. Now it's not like we have a little breathing room. They're must wins from now until the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah. And must win means you got to win, right?
Must yeah, that's the kicker about the must win part. Must part.
Because he said the last three games were must wins, and they lost all three. So this is a big deal. Now, real quick, Sixers. I'm not going to overreact to kind of a spot game. And they were flat and they played ugly. And they turned the ball between Simmons and Embiid. They turned the ball over 15 times. And, you know, offensively, they were disjointed. But this is my issue. And, you know, listen, Joe had 26 points and 21 rebounds last night. Like the big numbers. What's up with him though? He looks like a mope. He looks mopey out there. And I'm trying to figure out why he's mopey. Doesn't he look mopey to you?
He really did. He looked very emo. If I see his pocket get picked one more time, I'm gonna lose it because he'll just give up the ball and then kind of turn around and like, gee shucks.
I know.
Like there's no real like hustle to get the ball back.
Right.
It's like, oh man, I screwed up again. I don't know if it's a confidence thing with him right now or what, but it was ugly.
I don't want to see him. handling the ball 22 feet from the basket on a wing. I mean, you know, Brett's got to put a stop to that. He just can't turn. He had eight turnovers last night. Eight turnovers last night. And I'm not going to freak out over a loss, and I think it was just one of those games, bad spot, whatever. They were 9-1, so I'm not overreacting. But he looks mopey. And, you got nothing to be mopey about, Holmes. Let's go. This is we hold you to a title as a title contender. Anything short of the finals, to me, is a colossal disappointment.
Oh, I completely agree with that. Completely.
I'm finals or bust, man.
He was supposed to come in motivated this year. Like, that was the talk.
And that's the big thing I don't understand. Like, I love him. But, dude, what are you doing? Like, and I've heard this now from many different people. And Jimmy Lyon said this to me the other night about supers. He calls them supers, which I love. Supers got to be great every night. They're not, one-timesy, right? They got to be great every night. You got to bring it. I covered Michael Jordan. I covered 82 games of Michael Jordan. And I watched him play 82 games. And I watched him have great games, except for maybe one or two. I can't have this. This fan base waiting for it. Let's go. All right, we got lots to get to. We get the Friday Five today. Tim McManus. There is new life with the Eagles. Are you on board? We're just going to focus in on the hope. And I'll give you the Friday Five straight ahead. We got Temple tickets, peanut chews, all kinds of giveaways for you. Primo gift card. All straight ahead. It's Cuz Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, the great Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, New Jersey. We love our Chickies and Pete's, all dressed up for the holidays. Let me tell you about Parks Casino. I was there last night, Cuz's Corner. Always a great spot. That $10 million sports book is amazing. I look at that. I was watching the video screen last night. So I get off the air, and Sixers, Flyers were on. So they had all kinds of basketball, all kinds of hockey. And, you'd sit there and just immerse yourself. But if you can't get to the sports book right there, it's PA's number one casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. You can go online. ParksCasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN, and you get a $500 risk-free bet that is will be in your account as an account credit. Check it out with your deposit. It's it's awesome. All the props that we talked about. We had a listener last night yesterday who called up and said, "How about this parlay?" And it was like plus 4.5 to 1. And it was Sixers money line, Flyers money line, and the Bears. Although only the Bears came through.
Yeah, 1 in 3 is not bad.
Right. But you can mess around with that stuff. Add all kinds of player props. You name it. All the stuff right there. ParksCasino.com/PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Talking about hope, talking about gifts. So on the text board, my man Mike Marone, boys lose to Rams next week, and it's all over when the Eagles beat them. Last game won't even matter. I'm all in. I like it. I mean, listen, I think that's how we play it. And if they fail, then they get destroyed. I think that's fair. You got two stages of execution. And this last one, come on. You play the wretched NFC East. Four games. Now, again, this doesn't mean the Eagles are any good. Changed my opinion in that sense. But you got life. Come on, bro. You got life. Let's go. I don't want to hear anything. No excuses. Right, Pat?
Yeah, at this point, there literally is no excuse not to win this division. Considering we had Super Bowl aspirations, there's no excuse.
None. Win or be destroyed. That's the title of the show today. Aaron in West Philly gets it started. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, brother?
What's up, cuz? Let me start it off with this, man, because you got me eagled up. If the Eagles resurrect and come back, the curse is officially over, brother. It's officially over.
So there is no selling of the soul to the devil.
No more. So the soul, know what? Because we resurrected. They resurrected themselves, man. You can't always serve the devil and give it to the devil. So if they make the playoffs,
right,
man,
you're gonna curse the devil, brother. Right. We have to defeat the devil at St. Michael.
That's right. You curse him back.
Right.
You give him the curse back. So
exactly.
It's all falling in line, and it's scary. It's falling in line, man. I love it. The curse might be over, brother.
It is. I start to think about it. I go,
I'm feeling it.
Maybe there's this hope.
Cowgirl strike again.
Yes. You can always count on that great friend, Jason Garrett. The only thing that sucks is he's going to get fired.
Now, man, I don't care what they do with him, man. Get him out of here. I don't care. No, keep him. We need him. We need him in this division. Look at this, man. I want to talk about this game. Now, I don't want to talk about the game, but this assist thing had me look. I mean, these turnovers had me look and check out some of the worst, the top 20 and turnovers. And the names, man, are so all pro Hall of Famers that is scary, you know, that had a lot of turnovers in their career. So I'm not really going to go crazy over turnovers like I used to because, I mean, there's some greats, man. Hakeem Olajuwon's on this list. Timmy Duncan's on this list.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people on this list, man. You have Moses Malone. I didn't know Moses Malone was a turnover machine. Moses Malone on this list. I mean, it's we got to calm down sometime when we see those assists. I mean, those turnovers. I keep saying assists because I want them to do it more.
Except, here's the thing. it's the nature, the sloppy nature. Like, Moses was down the wing trying to create like he's Chris Paul.
Yeah. And another one, who was it? Timmy Duncan's on the list, brother.
Yeah, listen,
big fundamental
players who have the ball in their hands.
That's what I'm
are going to turn the ball over.
I was going to turn the ball over, yeah.
However, like, I got two beefs. One, he looks out of it. Even though he gives you a great stat line, he looks like he's moping on the floor. And by the way, I'm not the only one seeing that.
Well, who was the king moper in Philadelphia?
McMope?
And basketball. Charles Barkley moped.
Nah, brother. Nah, he wasn't.
Yeah, you got to rewind some stuff.
Charles.
He moped. He moped a lot, man. He moped a lot on calls, on flops, on all kinds of stuff. I love him to death.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
I could deal with a moper.
I thought you were talking about McMope.
No, not that. Not that. I can deal with a moper as long as you're playing hard.
Yeah, but you know that's my beat. Like, I like when he's happy, Joe. When he's happy, Joe, and he wants to stick it to people, and he's up, happy Joe's dominant.
But people took that away from him. They didn't want him to do that kind of
thing. I don't know. Who took him away?
No more.
Forget it.
I mean, the fans was out.
All right, Aiden.
He's on social media. He can't do this stuff. Now he came and changed everything up this year. I'm not doing that no more. I'm not doing this no more. And that probably can motivate him when he goes again. And I don't understand why people get mad at you know, because it's on social media. He's talking about people. He don't do that no more. He don't feel himself. He got to feel himself. And he's not doing that no more. They're not letting him.
No,
he cut that out of his game.
I don't know. They're not. Who's not letting him? I disagree. I don't think so.
Did you hear him at the beginning of the year that he wasn't going to do that kind of stuff no more?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I don't care. Like, that's all nonsense to me. That's eyewash. Do whatever you want to do. Just come and play every night.
Be yourself.
Exactly. Thank you.
He's not being himself, brother. It's going to affect him on the court.
I agree. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. But again, I don't know that people are telling him not to be yourself. Honestly. Text board, Tasty Cake Dom, when it comes to Ben, and I made this point time and time again. Early in the game, when Ben goes to the line and misses free throws, he then becomes shy guy. And Tasty Cake Dom says, Ben goes to the rim, gets fouled, misses both foul shots, and turns into Mary Poppins on offense. Can't have that. Can't have it. Kevin in New Hope. You're on 97.5.
Anthony.
Kevin.
It's coming down to heart, baby.
Yes.
Listen, Aikman. So Aikman says last night, obviously Dallas is the more talented team. I'm not going to argue that point, but if that's his point, he by the end of the game, it was all about the Bears playing with heart, and Dallas wasn't making tackles. They were going out there and going through the motions. Didn't have heart, and that's why they lost that football game. If the Eagles
they had no heart.
Don't
You're
play
right.
with heart for the next four games, it's over, and you don't deserve
Kevin.
To win. Heart is going to win the day here.
Yes, I agree. You're dead right. And they were a heartless bunch last night, and I loved every second of it.
They walked out there like they were just going to win because they walked on the field and they had the star on their helmet. And the Bears stuck it up their rear end. And
yes.
you could tell by the way that, not only the way that they were celebrating, but the way they were executing.
Yes.
Every single play, those running backs were running through people. You know what? And they didn't do the mocking Ezekiel Elliott of the feed me. They just went about their business. And that's what you were saying. Just go out there, score touchdowns, make tackles, win the game, and go home and celebrate when you actually win something, which is the NFC East, and you get into the playoffs.
Right. I don't want to see over-celebration. I don't want to hear about dog masks. I don't want to hear about us against the world. I don't hear any of that. I want to hear we have heart. We're going to go out, and we're going to win the last four games. And I actually would love somebody to say it. Malcolm Jenkins,
you got a gift.
Say it, Malcolm.
Right. That's right. Just go out there and do it. And if you can't do it, and you don't play with heart,
then you're bummed.
And you don't deserve it.
Right. Then you get destroyed. Win or be destroyed.
Right. Look, if you play with heart and you don't win, you know, we'll have another conversation. But if you go out there and mail it in, forget it.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin in New Hope. That's the place to be right now, Hope. That's it, Pat. And see, here's the deal. I'm willing to forgive right now. I'm willing to jump on board right now. But they got to win. And I don't want to hear again, win or be destroyed, Pat. You like titles. You're a titlesman. I got nothing for that?
I'm trying to think of how we've gotten to this point when we were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders, where we are.
All right, but to forget,
we're still in a playoff hunt.
Part of the pact, though, part of the playoff pact is that you got to forget about what we expected, the expectations. The expectations fell short, but it's not about that. Right now, it's just about playoffs. Can they be the less rankest team in a ranked division?
I mean, think about it. The Cowboys fell to 6-7 and fell to first place.
No, but forget it. Like, all right, it stinks, right? It smells, the whole thing. But you win a division, you're in the playoffs.
It's amazing.
And now you have life. You had no life after you lost to Miami. That was it. But now the Cowboys lost again. And they were heartless. I mean, they just quit. Did you watch the game, Pat?
Absolutely.
Did you see a team quit? They quit.
They look like a team that is not going to play for Jason Garrett.
And he's got no idea. He's so without clue, right? He's got nothing. Their defense was horrid last night. Their defense was terrible. They couldn't stop that bad team, that horrible Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky stinks.
Always love that Mitch Trubisky. Always love that guy.
God, listen, I'm not talking junk either, because Fitzpatrick beat the Eagles. But come on, man.
Yeah, you can't be losing to Mitch Trubisky.
He's horrid. He's horrid.
Jason Witten's got to be like, I put down my toupee for this.
Right. Bro.
Sorry, he'll be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Provolone Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Provolone.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I want to get right into this, but here's what I'm going to tell you. The football gods have given Doug another chance to shine. All he needs to do is do the right thing. Give me that 50-50 offense, run the ball, pass the ball, unhandcuff Carson, and let him get out of the pocket, scramble, run around, be who he is, okay? And if you get into these playoffs, and here's what I'm looking at. You get a healthy Howard, you might get Deshaun back. Are you kidding me? Could you see how this plays out, and if they win this division, get in the playoffs, and they get a little healthy and go on a run, this team could possibly resurrect the whole season in these next four games and give us hope to make a run. That's all I'm looking at, and I mean, I'm 100% in right now. The gods have spoken.
Right.
They handed us another shot.
Yes.
I mean, you get to spin the wheel again. Spin it. Make it count this time.
Right.
Everything's forgotten. If you win these four games, it's all forgotten, cuz. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yes. Yes. So, yes.
I'm in 100%. 120, 150, 200%. Go Birds! Go Birds!
Go Birds! And yeah, I get this on the text board from South Philly Santa. South Philly Santa says, what good is it if they get into the playoffs and they're one and done? But South Philly Santa, you gotta be able to believe in Santa.
Did that guy not learn anything from the Super Bowl year?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying this team is going to win the Super Bowl, obviously,
no,
but come
who
on.
The hell knows? Like, that's the point, is that you don't know. You get in the playoffs, you don't know. Like, I remember the Giants team, not the first wild card team that went on the win, because they had an amazing road that they had to win. They went on the road. They had that run that they had. They beat Tampa on the road. They beat Dallas, they beat Green Bay in a blizzard. It was like really impressive. But the second Giants, remember the second Giants team that won it all?
They didn't seem like world beaters at all.
No, they weren't any good. And then, you know, they just kind of pieced it together. He got lucky, won a couple games. So that's why it matters. You know, listen, it's the who knows factor. You win four in a row. I don't know. Maybe you win five in a row. I grant you, they don't look like a team that could do that now. But talk to me if they win four in a row. Maybe it happens. Maybe there's an injury. Maybe there's a flu. Who the hell knows? So that's why you believe South Philly Santa. Right, Pat?
It's depressing me that a guy named South Philly Santa is not exactly giving me Christmas cheer.
I know. He's being a Grinch. He's supposed to be Santa, not the Grinch. You know, this guy's not a Grinch. He's our autism champ. He has worked tirelessly for the Eagles, and he's the captain, the autism captain for the Eagles.
What's up, Anthony?
Ben in Montgomeryville. What do you say, Ben?
I'm going to say this right now. The Eagles are going to go all the way. I'm telling you right now, 100%.
See that? This is Ben. Ben, listen to Ben. Go ahead, Ben. Expound.
I'm telling you right now, the Eagles' offense and defense needs to step up, all right? I don't even care. They need to protect Carson, all right? We're going to win Monday. We're going to win Sunday against the Redskins. We're going to that game. We're going to win against Dallas. We're going to win against New York. And then we're going to win the wild card, the divisional round, the NFC Championship, and win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I'm very optimistic.
I like it. I love it, Ben. That's the way to do it, buddy.
And one more thing. If you're an Eagles fan, you need to come out this Saturday. I'm having a fundraiser for the Eagles Autism Challenge this Saturday, tomorrow at Frank Coney's Pizzeria, North Wales, right on Route 63, Welsh Road. Come on out. Support the Eagles Autism Challenge. We'll give away some great prizes, Anthony. You know what we're giving away?
What are you giving away, buddy?
We're giving away Flyers tickets.
Wow.
We're giving away Sixers tickets.
Wow.
We're giving away Eagles merch. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. You even got the lingo down, the Eagles merch.
Yeah.
Look at you. That's awesome, yes. Benny. You're doing a great job as the Eagles Autism Ambassador.
On this Saturday at Franconi's. And I'm going to end with an Eagles chant because we got to win on Saturday.
That's it. I want to hear.
Eagles!
There you go, Benny. I love it, man. That's good work by you. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. All right. Hope. Can it happen? Win or be destroyed. That's what's ahead of us. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Let's talk a little Primo Hoagies. Because Monday's coming up. And that will be the chance to get the win streak going. And you want to make sure you're watching everybody, watching the whole thing. And you need the perfect football food and to feed people when they come over. It's the Primo party tray. Of course, it's Primo Hoagies, right? You're going to go, you get the party tray. Everybody has what they like. They dropped some off yesterday. My friends from Ardmore, Primo's, came in. Boom. Everybody jumps in it. They love it. It is a crowd pleaser. It's the best football food. So make sure you stock up whether it's Monday or over the weekend or over the holidays. You can't go wrong. All kinds of gift card extravaganzas going on where you get a gift card. You get a few bucks back when you buy a gift card. You get a gift card for yourself. That's right. Check it all out at PrimoHoagies.com. There's over 90 area locations. Check out the one closest to you and trust me. Because you know what I feel about my hoagies. And you know how I feel about my Primos. You will say, it's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, back live at Chickies and Pete's. Don't forget, Chickies and Pete's hanging out. It's the place to be for the holidays. Chickies and Pete's gift cards are the gift that always fits and always gets returned, right? Shop right now. All you can eat, Chickies, wings, and world famous crab fries every Monday starting at 6 o'clock for just $19.99. Don't forget, Wednesdays, you can feast on 2 pounds of mouth-watering snow crabs for $34.95. Thursdays, enjoy buck and shuck oysters. All kinds of great stuff. Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can also get your Eagles collector's glass this month. Don't forget to do that. All right, Pat, poll time. What do we got?
Yeah, well, now that we have a new life, thanks to the Cowboys' loss, if you head on over to at 975 middays, you can find the poll. After the Cowboys' loss, do you believe in another magical run that will see the Eagles run the table, win the division? Yes, I'm believing, or no, 10-9-8-7 Sixers, go Flyers. Right now, 51% say they're believing, 49% say no.
Yes!
Go Sixers and Flyers.
Let's believe. Bleep it, man. Let's believe. You know, listen, we got plenty of time to grouse and be upset. I'm willing to suspend disbelief right now. Why not?
I mean, you talked about it earlier, the Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. That was a magical-like run.
Right.
That saw them go to the NFC Championship game.
So, who knows? Actually, was it the division?
No, it was, yeah, well, yeah. So they won the wild card game, and then they lost, yeah.
It's all right, but still, it was a good game. It was a fun run.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
That's right.
It was a magical run.
But you know what? It was still fun. Like, it was a fun thing. All I want, I want this season to go on as long as possible. We wait all year long for football season. It goes by quick. It just in a blink of an eye, boom, the season's over. So I want to extend it. Right? What's wrong with that? Let's extend this bad boy.
I'm with you, man. I want it to go as long as humanly possible because after this, and not that I don't have faith in these teams, but it's all on the Flyers and Sixers. Like, it's right, all like, on you guys.
But here's the thing. The more the better. We're 4-for-4, right? The more the better. And if they fail, well, then, you know what? Then they must endure the wrath. But they haven't failed yet, right? They still have, it's not their doing, so it's not like they get credit, but the fact that they're in a wretched division, they have life. So they got to beat four teams with losing records. Forget the fact they have a losing record. They have to beat four other teams with losing records. All right.
It's doable.
Right? Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. You got to call wife. Cairns can warm her up with special financing. Rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com for an estimate. All right. My eyes are going goofy because I'm looking at the phone and then I'm looking at the screen. Pat. So my eyeballs are going, they're like a slot machine right now. Schwartz in Newtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Schwartzy.
Yo, cousin Georgie.
Georgie. Yo, what's up, Georgie? What's going on?
Cuz, what's going on, brother?
Oh, I love it. You're the perfect guy today. The perfect guy I need to talk to. A man that is always optimistic, always uplifting.
Cuz, I call you with passion, with love, but today, more so than ever, it's about positivity and hope.
Yes, Georgie, yes!
There isn't a soul in Philadelphia that watches football games that will look at the Eagles right now today and say they're satisfied with what happened in Miami, that it hasn't been a tough season, that we haven't met expectations. It doesn't matter. We are football fans. We look for meaningful games in December and January. And we should never, ever, ever take it for granted, whether it's because of a putrid division or for any other reason. You never, ever take for granted December meaningful football, and we have it here. We have four games here to make a run.
Yes, Georgie, yes. You know, think about how quickly. The last time I saw you was at Citizens Bank Park, and it was like 1,000 degrees, remember?
Oh, it was beautiful. Opening day.
And we all we kept wanting, we can't wait for football. We can't wait for football.
And we got meaningful football.
Right? Why not embrace it, Georgie? Like you say, embrace it.
Because I got a story for you, a story of hope.
Yes, give me the story of hope.
So I'm in Disney World with the family. We're doing the whole family trip. We go once a year, and I'm in line for a ride. And it's a new ride, new attraction. My brother and I go, we turn the corner, and I look at my brother and I say, I have like Eagles level excitement for this attraction. I said, I'm like giddy for it. And a guy to my right, a true Philadelphia guy, has, you know, missing a couple teeth in the mouth, loud voice. He looks at me and goes, you an Eagle fan? I said, of course I'm an Eagle fan. I said, we got to stay hopeful. We still got a chance. We still got life. I turn the corner and in the middle of the attraction, fly, Eagles, fly, at the top of his lungs. This guy's screaming and does an E-A-G-L-E-S at the top of his lungs amongst probably 250 people in the line in front of us.
What was the attraction?
The new Star Wars ride.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. He did that right there for all the people.
We busted out. My cousin, my brother, and I, we join in. It's bellowing Eagle chant in his new ride.
I love it.
And then some guy goes at the end, Eagles suck. And the guy looks at him and goes, you must be a stinking Cowgirls fan. So in that moment, there's hope. There's hope in the fan base. It's alive. It's within us. We just got to find it, cuz. We got four games. Let's go.
Let's go, Georgie. Let's go, man. I love it. Oh, this is going to be it. I need to hear from you, man. I know you're busy with work, and it doesn't. I need to hear from you during this time, okay?
Listen, we got Jay back in uniform. We had a rough, rough week with GM, but GM's going to right the ship, and we're ready to go, cuz. Playoff football, we're going to win out. Let's do it.
I love it, Georgie. Thank you, brother. I love it. I mean, look, last year, it was equally depressing, right? And they somehow resurrected it. Maybe Doug is the resurrection man. I don't know. I question everything. You heard our week of conversation. Somehow, the Cowboys have given them life. I say we embrace it. T Love, a man of love. Do you embrace it, my friend?
Brother, cuz I embrace it. I embrace it, but cuz, oh man, cuz it's like AA, man. It's like AA. I gotta come to the podium. I gotta get up and say, oh God, I don't wanna say this. We suck. In order to get better, you have to admit to your faults. We suck. We suck. Now we can go further. Now we can move on. Now we can improve. We have admitted that we suck. Now we can get better. We can start the healing process. Now we can start to collect the coins. Now we can go week by week and collect the coin until we get to the point where we say, damn, we made it. I am no longer a suck 18. Okay? So now let's put it together, man. Let's get up there. And let's look out to the crowd and let's say one last time, we suck, but we're going to get better. We will get better. We suck, but we will get better. Because you know why? You suck too. You suck too. I'm looking at an audience that sucks, okay? We all suck. So now we all must heal. We all must get better. We will win. We will win. Say it loud.
We will win.
We will win. All right.
T-Love, you just bringing it today, brother.
My God, man. This is, how often do you get these chances?
That's it.
Gift after gift after gift. I mean, it cannot get any worse. You know what I mean? The last thing, I can't fall off a cliff. I need a buddy. I need you.
Listen,
I need you. I got my hand out, brother.
I got my bear paw out right here for you.
And I need you in that locker room. I need you, B Doc. We are missing B Doc, man, in that locker room. I need you. You bring the energy. You bring the noise. These guys need you in the locker room. They need to put you in there, put a jersey on you, and have your ass in that locker room. And I want you there. I want you there.
I'm in, man. If they call me, I'm in, brother.
We suck.
That's right.
But we will get better.
That's it. You're the greatest, T-Love. You're it, man. I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.